Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
The fusion feature for housing, rather, is a bit mixed. We had Kay Schiller out today with all these distractions focused on the American economy from Wellesley College, Carl Case. Professor Case, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
We barely touched on it with all of our need for coverage of this devastating storm. It is a bit of good news. Is a 2% year-over-year statistic good enough?
Well, I mean, it's 5 or 6 months in a row, and it's in all cities, basically, except Seattle downticked 0.1 percentage point, as though it was the one little fly in the ointment. But it looks like a continuation of what's happening is a slow move into a recovery stage. It's not going to come boiling out, it doesn't look like. Year over years are all positive, except for three. That's refreshing.
Right.
2% year over year isn't great, but if you look at how far we've come up from the bottom, the bottom occurred sometime in the early part of this year, and it's up 8.5% in Boston, 14.2% in
right.
Minneapolis, 14, 15, 12.
As you know, in economics, there can be a first-order condition, second and third order.
Right.
May I presume that if you get you get better prices, people start to list more houses? Is that true?
Well, it depends. There's a double reaction. I mean, people hold out sometimes when they see prices rise. We thought that what would happen when prices started to rise, it'd be a flood of properties. The shadow inventory, we called it, right? It's like a sump pump. You get up to a certain level, it's all going to be put on the market. Looks like a lot of people dug their heels in and decided they weren't going to move, they were going to stay. They're cautious about owning more. It's just kind of like doubling up. But people built on and so forth, and so there wasn't this flood. In fact, the cause of the slow growth of existing sales, the existing sales are now, they're positive and they're coming up, but not anything like what people thought might happen, which is that inventory would empty out on the market, signs would go up, and there'd be a million properties for sale. Didn't happen.
Mm.
So, in fact, the inventory levels, there's several kinds of ways to think about inventory, but if you think about inventory as price, you know, houses on the market, signs in a lot of people are searching and talking to each other, that market has a fairly low volume, not because demand isn't there, but because supply isn't there.
Well, we do have reports, Professor Case, that, the big home builders are buying up land, and that land is hard to find.
You know, the home builders and the people who are buying home building stocks, I don't want to throw a damper on anything because I'm a big fan of that industry. It's a tremendous industry. But the projections that are coming out from some people, that we're going to get back to 1.5 million starts a year, I just don't see where that's going to come from. If we get back to 1 million for a year or two, that'd be terrific. Getting back to what they'd love to have is 2.25 million, which is where we started in January of 06. You know, we were running 2.25 million, and that went down to a 60-year low back in 2007, 2008. And you know, starts are just beginning to recover, but the people buying into that industry are thinking about it going back
right.
to 1.5, 2 million. That's not going to happen.
Professor Case, a hurricane, what does it mean for the U.S. economy?
Well, it's real tricky because what you'll see, of course, is an increase in employment, a lot of activity, a lot of what looks like productive activity. And it is productive activity, but it's putting back capital we just lost, right? The investment in infrastructure, in streets, in buildings that were lost. It's like fighting a war. You don't get much. You don't get anything from it except you win the war. We put resources that used to blow up other resources. So it's different in that way, and that only shows up if you keep track of the capital stock, if you keep track of investment and depreciation of the stock, which they do, but no one pays much attention to those. So all the attention will be on the boost this gives the economy. Of course, it's terrible, a terrible price to pay, but the early numbers will reflect that. It's to replace capital we had before and we lost.
Yeah.
Well, isn't there a certain amount of disagreement in your profession about whether rebuilding really counts or not?
No, not really. I mean, it does count because you're using resources to do something that benefits society. So if you're rebuilding houses, you're rebuilding them. The capital stock has gone down, so we suffer losses. But that happens every day. Every time there's a car accident, the car repair shops pick up business. So it's we're in the business of creative destruction, but we don't want to call it creative.
Let's go back to the housing business, if we could. You mentioned Seattle, a little shaky now. Are you and Professor Shiller willing to call bottom?
Well, I think when you get a 3-month moving average going up for 5 straight months, you got to say something's happening, and it has been a turnaround. And to the extent that it's a bottom, we don't know what tomorrow. No one knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But you know, if all kinds of things can happen. But I think if conditions stay roughly the same, we continue on a 2% growth path or 3 or 1. If we think back into recession, bets are off. If we all of a sudden get 4% growth or 5% growth, all bets are off on the upside. So the future is the future and the past and past. The problem is everything we judge about the future is based on the past, and it doesn't turn out that way.
You look at the idea here, we talked earlier about supply coming on with higher prices. What do you need to see from construction people? What do you need to see in new homes?
Well, I was saying for a long time that we got to get back over 800,000 because we started at 2.25 million. We crossed the barrier, the lowest level in history, recorded history, 60 years. The lowest month at annual rates was just below 800,000. It was only there for 1 month. We've now had 48 consecutive months below the lowest point in history. So I said I'd break open a small bottle, half bottle of champagne if we got over 800,000. We're now over 800,000, and the question is, will it go up or down? I think it'll go up, clearly, and I think it'll cross the million barrier. Whether it gets back to 1.5 million will depend on whether the economy grows or not.
Carl Case, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate the effort, considering Hurricane Sandy. Carl Case.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.